Good morning. I have received several etiquette questions from listeners that I am happy to answer in this segment. So let's get started. Question: what would you say is the proper way to eat messy foods when out on a date, business meal, etc.? For instance, when the shell or tail is left on shrimp, is it okay to use your fingers? How about eating ribs? Answer: anytime you are meeting with someone important, or perhaps I should say someone you want to impress, whether it's a date, a client, or a boss, it's best to avoid ordering anything messy or difficult to eat. That includes big sandwiches with sauce, spaghetti, and anything you have to eat with your fingers, like ribs, crab, lobster, sushi, shrimp, corn on the cob, etc. That said, if you are in a situation where you need to navigate a difficult-to-eat food, try using a fork and knife first. Now, if you are served prawns or shrimp with the tail on, then yes, you can eat it with your fingers. If it doesn't work to use a fork and a knife, then go ahead and use your fingers. Also, if you're in a casual barbecue restaurant, then go ahead and use your fingers. Normally, in a nice restaurant, you won't be served food that is eaten by your hands, with a few exceptions. If you're not sure what to do, watch your host. If your host eats something with their fingers, then go right ahead. Question: gym etiquette. There are people who work out and hog all of the machines. They get mad when you use a machine in their circuit, even though they are not using that machine at the time. Also, it is really uncomfortable to see people walking around naked in the locker room, especially when it's a family-friendly gym and children are present. Is it too much to ask for people to go in a changing room or to cover up in the locker room? Can you talk about the do's and don'ts of gym etiquette? Answer: oh yes, when you mix sweat, skimpy or no clothes, and lots of people, you're bound to have problems. I could do an entire radio show on just gym etiquette, and I will do so. But for this show, let me just answer your questions. If you are doing multiple sets on a machine, it's common courtesy to let others work in during your rest periods. This may not always be practical, but do offer to share whenever you can. As far as nudity in the locker rooms, it is best to cover up, even if you're comfortable walking around nude. It can be uncomfortable for others to see you naked. And if children are present, then it's critical to wear a towel and to be discreet when changing. Question: is it okay for someone to use a coupon on a date? Answer: using a coupon on a date will make you look cheap, especially if it's a first date. If you have been dating someone for a while, it would be okay to use a coupon. If money is tight, instead of using a coupon, choose a restaurant that is more affordable. You don't have to go to the nicest restaurant to impress someone. Just be charming, gracious, kind, and a good listener, and you will be impressive, even if you're eating at the local Applebee's. Question: whose responsibility is it to pay for a bridal shower? As the maid of honor, is it bad etiquette to ask the bridesmaids to help plan and help pay for the shower, especially in this economy? And what about the bachelorette party? Answer: whoever hosts the event pays for it. Traditionally, it has been the maid of honor's duty to organize the bridal shower and the bridesmaid's duty to help with the planning. It is perfectly acceptable for the maid of honor to ask the bridesmaids to help with the costs, but don't require them to contribute. The cost would be divided by those hosting the event, and the amount should be decided ahead of time. It should be affordable for all involved. Now, never ask the guest to pay for the shower. For the bachelorette party, unlike the shower, it is fine to ask those attending to chip in for the event. Be clear about the cost before the festivities begin, though. Tell all the guests what the plan is and the suggested contribution. People will be happy to pay and help celebrate the bride. Well, those are all the questions I have time for today. If you submitted a question that I wasn't able to answer in this segment, I will answer it in another show. I love answering your etiquette dilemmas, so feel free to submit them to KSER, or you can email them at arden@kleiss.com. kseretiquette.com. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.